Hi, this is Jackson Fong. I'm the student ministries pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to an audio devotional. This is part of a series called The Me I Want to Be, Becoming God's Best Version of Me, by a guy named John Ortberg. Again, what we're doing is we're simply taking a thought or a concept, or maybe a verse that he refers to, and we're taking some time to look at what he's saying and focus really on what Scripture says. And I'd encourage you, if you haven't already grabbed a Bible, go ahead and grab a Bible so you can follow along with us. This week we're talking about renewing my mind. And how do you do that? And why do you do that? And what's some of the best ways for us to connect with that? The thought we're looking at today is what we think about. How do we think about? And what's one of the best ways to really dig deep? And who knows it better than God? So we're going to take some time to look into that. But before we do, why don't we go ahead and pray and ask God to speak to us. Dear God, thanks for this time. Thanks for the ability to connect through audio. Lord, we ask that you would help us to hear from you, whether it be that we need to hear things that encourage us or hear things that challenge us, speak to us where we're at, and help us to be able to take something that we can apply. So we ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, again, we're looking at this idea, looking deeper into renewing my mind. And sometimes it's hard to examine ourselves. And sometimes we struggle and we don't even know what's the next thing for ourselves, much less to dig deeper than that. But today we're going to be looking at Psalms chapter 139. And we're going to be looking at this through the New Living Translation. Again, the only reason why we're using this is because it was written to be read aloud. I'd encourage you again, if you have another version of Scripture, I'd encourage you to focus on Bible translations versus Bible paraphrases. But I'd encourage you to look at a Bible translation, and whether it be the New Living Translation or another one, check out the differences and focus on the core things that are the same. But in either case, here's Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Verse 1, O Lord, you've examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say, even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. Oh God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. Oh Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Yes, I hate them with a total hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Woo! It's pretty intense. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time going through the entire chapter because there's so much stuff to go into it. And I'd encourage you, when we're done, take some more time, soak through it. Look through the chapter again yourself. Highlight the things that stick out to you. Circle the things that you love. Put question marks by things that bring up questions. There's so many things that can come out of reading through Scripture. To hear from God. And it's beautiful because every time you read it, there'll be something else that sticks out to you. A little different. The first part, verses 1 to 6, it just talks about the beautiful concept, the amazing concept, the miraculous concept, really, that God knows everything about us. And He knows it before we do. And He knows how we're feeling and what we're thinking and all the stuff we're going through. Now, a lot of that, it might make you feel all warm and fuzzy, or it may bring some questions to mind. Or for some of us, it might make us feel a little uncomfortable. Because to know everything, sometimes that's really overwhelming. And that's why verse 6 says, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand." A lot of that will depend on how we live. If there are things that we're ashamed of, that could creep us out. If there are things that we're trying to do and we're working really hard and we feel that nobody understands and nobody's paying attention to the good that we're doing, it can be a refreshing thing because everybody else might be clueless to all the hard work we're putting into things. But God's not. God's not clueless. God knows how much time and effort we put into life, the hardship that we go through, and how hard we work to do things right. God knows that. And sometimes we feel lost and alone, and that nobody cares, and that nobody can reach to us. Verses 7 to 12 talks about there's no way for us to get away from Him, whether it be in heaven or to the grave. Regardless if it's close by or far away, the promise is there that God is with us. Verse 9 and 10, it says, "If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me." It's the promise that God desires to guide us and help us, to support us. And it's there if we're willing to get it. We continue on, verse 13. "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb." From verse 13 all the way to 16, it talks about, even before we were born, how God connects with us, how God knew us, how God created us. He knows every single detail of our lives, the things that make us happy and the things that depress us and the things that make us mad. God knows. And God's all into that. And He thinks a ton about us. Verse 17, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered." The idea that God thinks about us, and God's thoughts about us, are precious and they're good and they're amazing. But in the midst of that, sometimes we have hard difficulties. Sometimes we deal with really tough things and tough people. And it brings question and confusion. What to do next? Verse 19 to 22, it talks about that. And some things we don't know what to do, and we don't know how to do it. So we need to ask God for help. And that's where it goes to verse 23. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." If you're stuck, I encourage you, ask God. For additional details and information and resources, check out cefcyouth.com. Until we talk again, God bless.